Today's daf is Yumadaf Pei Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah, 17 lines from the top of Daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Eliyozeb ben Brindle, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Sarah bas Basia, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, Ari Eliezer ben Malka, and Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a schus, V'Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Yisrael Amichai ben Sarah, and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibad Lechayim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chaim. Also, just another reminder that Be'ezus Hashem, our Chabura, will be making a siyum a Masechtas Yuma Thursday, July 8th. That is the Boy Bayom of the last daf of Masechtas Yuma. It will be in the mountains in Tribeca Estates in South Fallsburg, New York. If you would like to RSVP, it's at siyumdbs@gmail.com. siyumdbs@gmail.com. Or you can be in touch with Aryeh Gelbard or Shui Brick. So we are moving along in the eighth and final perek in Masechtas Yuma, discussing the halachos of achila v'shtia on Yom Kippur. So if somebody eats or drinks on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv karas. Not just that, he's also chayiv malkas. In fact, the Mishnah, in the beginning of the third perek in Masechtas Makis, when it lists the ve'elu hein aloikin, says, ha'oichel b'yoy ma'kipurim. So, karis, malkis. If somebody eats or drinks on Yom Kippur b'shoigig, he's also chayiv chatas. Now, in addition to that, one is not allowed to do melacha on Yom Kippur. The Torah many times refers to Yom Kippur as a day of rest. Just like Shabbos and Yontif, which are days of rest, you're not allowed to do melacha. On Yom Kippur also, you're not allowed to do melacha. Stating that, there's a difference between someone that does melacha on Yom Kippur and someone that does melacha on Shabbos and Yontif. If someone does melacha on Shabbos, bemazed with Edom and Asra, he's chayiv skila. If somebody does melacha on Yontif, bemazed with Edom and Asra, he's chayiv malkis. If somebody does melacha on Yom Kippur, bemazed with Edom and Asra, he's going to be chayiv kara. So with that background, zok the Mishnah. If somebody ate and drank on Yom Kippur, b'shoigeg, but it was behelam echad. There was one lapse of judgment. There was one element of confusion. There was one shkaga that caused them to both eat and drink on Yom Kippur. Meaning, he forgot it's Yom Kippur. And because of that, he ate and he drank. Dalach is enei chayiv elachatas achas. He's only going to be chayiv one karbon chatas. The reason is because achila and shtia are considered the same thing as it relates to chiyuv chatas. In fact, the Gemara said that the way we know that one is not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur is because it says in the Torah that one is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. And shtia is bechlal achila. So if someone eats and drinks on Yom Kippur behelam echad, it's as if he ate and ate behelam echad, where the halacha is, you'd be chayiv only one chatas. Achal v'asa melacha. If someone, however, eats and he does melacha on Yom Kippur, again b'shoigeg, again behelam echad. So he woke up on Yom Kippur and he forgot that it was Yom Kippur. He ate and then he did melacha and then he realized, oops, it's Yom Kippur. So the halacha is chayiv shtei chatas. He's going to have to bring two chatas. He's going to have to bring one chatas for eating on Yom Kippur. He's going to have to bring another chatas for doing melacha on Yom Kippur. And the reason in this case you chayev two chatois, because over here, like Rashi says, the averos that you violated involve two shemois. They're two distinct averos. One is eating and the other one is melacha. Achila and shtia is one, but achila and doing melacha is really two. So the truth is, this 1.5 lines that we just learned is really something that's discussed very much in the seventh perek in Masechtas Shabbos and perek Klal Gadol. It's also discussed very much in Masechtas Krisos. It's from the more intense kachim sugyas, determining how many different chatois a person has to bring when he does multiple averis b'shoigig albeit Behelam Echad, but as it relates to today's daf, really it's these two lines that we have to know, and that is if somebody would eat and drink Behelam Echad on Yom Kippur, he would only bring one Chatas, because we look at it as if he did the same Melacha twice, he's only going to bring one carbon. If somebody eats or drinks and also does Melacha, then you're going to have to bring two, because eating and drinking is one Melacha, doing Melacha, one of the Lamatas Melachas, is another. As a result, you'd be Chayev too. Says the Mishnah, if somebody eats food that's not roi lachila, or if somebody drinks a mashka that's not roi lishtiya, or shasa tzir or murias, if somebody drinks fish brine or fish that disintegrated, all these cases, the halacha is potter, this person is going to be potter. The only time you chayev for achila and shtiya and Yom Kippur is if you eat something that's roi lachila, it's roi lishtiya, something that people eat, it's something that people drink. But if you would eat or drink something that people ordinarily do not eat or do not drink, so the halacha is you would be potter. We just said that if somebody eats or drinks on Yom Kippur, the halacha is he's chayev karis, he's chayev malchus. It's mentioned in the Mishnah in Ve'iloin Aloikin. And if he does a b'shoigig, he'd have to bring a carbon chatas. This all implies that the Torah somewhere says, thou shalt not eat on Yom Kippur. Now, to be clear, there's a difference between when the Torah says explicitly, you cannot do something, versus where the Torah says something and implied from there is that you cannot do it. When the Torah says you cannot do something, it's the thing that the Torah is saying you're not allowed to do is asr b'loy saseh. If the Torah says something and implied from what the Torah said is that you're not allowed to do something, even though obviously you're not allowed to do that thing that the Torah implied you're not allowed to do, but at the same time it doesn't have the chumrah of aloy saseh. Now here's the rule that we need as the background for the first half of today's daf. There's no malchus unless you violate a loy saseh. There's no chatas unless you violate a loy saseh. In almost every case, there's also no chiyuv karis unless you violate a loy saseh. So the assumption of the daf is going to be that from the fact that if someone eats on Yom Kippur, he gets malchus. It's in the Mishnah, in the third parak of Masechtas Malchus, that lists the ve'eloin aloikin. From the fact that there's karis and from the fact that there's a chatas, zoysoy meres, not only is it also to eat on Yom Kippur, but there must be a lois haseh. The Torah must have said clearly, thou shall not eat on Yom Kippur. The problem is the Torah did not say, thou shall not eat on Yom Kippur. And that's why a good part of today's daf is going to be some detective work to try to figure out where in the Torah is it hidden, this lois haseh of the Isra Achil on Yom Kippur. It's not a furish, that's for sure not. But it must be somewhere, because if it's nowhere, you wouldn't have Malchus, and you wouldn't have Karis and Chatas either. So must be there's an Azara, must be there's a Lois Naseh somewhere, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out where that Lois Naseh is. But before the Gemara does that, the Gemara is going to preface this discussion with an even more obvious question. And that is, why didn't the Torah just say you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? I mean, it would seem very straightforward. We know you're not allowed to eat, it's a huge deal. Karis, Malchus, Chatas. So the Torah should have just said, you're not allowed to eat. The Torah said, V'inisem, V'anefesh ha-shaloi su'una, Ta'anu esnaf sh'yisechim. It said it five times, we understand. V'abadati esen nefesh ha-hi. All the different Makaris, V'yancha, V'yarivecha. Just say it simply. Why did the Torah say that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? Why is there no mefurish azara? There is an azara, as we're going to learn. But it's clearly not mefurish. And the Gemara begins with Reish Lakish's question. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Mipnei Malei Nemar Azara B'Inu. Why did the Torah never say clearly that there's a loisaseh for Inui? And Inui will know means Achilo. But the Torah should have said it as an Azara. So Reish Lakish said something very interesting, fascinating. He said, Meshum Dalei Efshar. There was no grammatical way. This is an unbelievable statement from Reish Lakish. There was pashen no way for the Torah to say it. The Torah would have loved to have said it, but the Torah didn't know how to say it. Heichin nichtav. What should the Torah have said? Nichtav rechmano lo yoichal. Shouldn't the Torah have said, very simply, lo yoichal, thou shalt not eat, achila b'gazayas? Then you would think it's a gazayas, and we know it's not a gazayas. It's b'kachayseves agasa. The Torah didn't say achila, the Torah said, you know, based on all the raid, and the gemaras, and the lundas, and the shagasariyeh, and the binyan shloima, and the chsam soifer, and the mechas chinuch, and shin yud gimel, all the raid we talked about. The Torah didn't want to say achila. The Torah dafkin didn't say achila. Don't ask me why the Torah didn't say lo yoichal, because the Isser is not achila. The Isser is inu. Okay, so let the Torah say loy seuna. Said Reish Lakish, that would be just the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish. Kumecha mashma. With mashma, you're not allowed to put yourself in a state of inui. It's actually just the opposite. You're supposed to be in a state of inui. Meaning, loisuna would imply kumecha, stand up and eat. That obviously is not an option. So Reish Lakish says, the reason the Torah didn't give an explicit azara for achila on Yom Kippur is because the loy after there was no way to write. Ask of Rabbi Shaya. So Rabbi Shaya asks, is that true? Nichtav Rachmana, he shamar pen loy su'una. Why didn't the Torah say, he shamar pen loy su'una? He shamar, be careful. Pen, also a lashon of be careful. Loy su'una. Make sure you're in a state of loy su'una. So the Torah could have said loy su'una, which means that you have to be be'in or you're not allowed to eat. Prefaced it with the words, he shamar and pen. That would be the azar. Now the background for Rabbi Shaya's kasha is that the Gemara says in different places that even though the classic word to use when you want to portray a loy sase is loy, but there are other words that mean loy sase as well. Loy, al, hishomer, and pen. So the kasha is, let it say, hishomer pen loy su'uno. So the Gemara says, in kenefish lulavi, if you would say hishomer pen loy su'uno, you would end up with two lavin. Because hishomer is a lav, pen is a lav, you're going to have two lav. We don't want two lavin. We want only have one. Maskel of Rabbi Barabaya. Okay, so nichtav rachmono, hishomer ben mitzvas inoy. Let it just say one lav, and let it say, hishomer ben mitzvas inoy. In ken hishomer the lav, hishomer da say ase. The word hishomer is a loy sase, only if it's in the context of a loy sase. But if you would say hishomer ben mitzvas inoy, so it's a hishomer, it's strengthening the mitzvah, and really what hishomer would end up being is an ase, not a loy sase. So ask of Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi asked another kasher, nichtav al toser min ho inoy. Why couldn't it just say that? We have a lav of loy sasser. So let it say al tasser. This would be the other loy sasser. Mino inoy. And it would suggest that don't go away from the inoy. The word al is loy sasser. So now you can know it's a loy sasser. And the Gemara says, kasha, I hear. As if to say there's a teretz, but at the same time, it's a good kasha. So a very interesting exchange in the Gemara with a super interesting maskana. And that is Reish Lakish says the Torah would have had a mefurish loy sasser. You want to know why there's no loy sasser? Mishum de loy efshar. Because there was no way to construct grammatically a loy sase using the word inoy. I let it say lo yoichal. No, that's a whole different lamdis with different shiurim and different dinim. That's not something we want to do. We want to stick to the word inoy. And if you want to take the word inoy and put it into a loy sase, there's simply no way to do it. The Gemara came out. I don't know if that's true. Why couldn't it just say al tasim in the inoy? And the Gemara said, I hear. But the Gemara's word for that is kasha, regardless. There's no mefurish aloy sase. And the reason there's no mefurish aloy sase is mishum d'aloy efshar. But at the same time, there has to be aloy sase. Like we said, from the fact that there's malchus, for sure there's aloy sase. And even from the karis and the chatas, it would seem that there's aloy sase. It says the Gemara, what is the mekar? So the Gemara brings a b'ris. V'tana ma'isilam mihach, v'tana, had the mekar to the azara, which again is not mefurish, but is tucked away somewhere from the following brisa. The Gemara is going to bring a long brisa that's going to take us now to the bottom of the yom. It says ve'inisem is nafshoy seichem, and then the same exact pasuk says v'chol melacha loy sasu. So the Torah in the same pasuk juxtaposes the mitzvah of inoy, which is an iser achila, and the fact that you're not allowed to do malach. So ach be yoyim, ach be osel achodesh ha-shvi hazeh yoyim ha-kipurimu, mikro kodesh shniya lochem, ve'kraf, ve'inisem es nafshoy seichem, ve'kraf dem yishol Hashem. And then immediately afterwards, v'chol malach ha-loy snatsu, be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh. So we have v'inisem es nafshoy seichem next to malach. Again, two completely different halachas. V'inisem es nafshoy seichem means achila, and chol malach ha-lisasu means the lamites malachas. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, yochol, you would think, hey, anush al-toisvus malacha, you would think that if somebody does malacha on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv karas, right? What if somebody does malacha b'toisvus Yom Kippurim? You would think that you should be chayiv karas there as well. Now, today's daf is one of the mekaris to the halacha of toisvus Shabbos, toisvus Yontif, and toisvus Yom Kippurim. So we talked about it with a lot of raid in the beginning of Perek Arbi Psachim, but high level, it's something we're all familiar with. There's a mitzvah that it's not enough to keep Shabbos, but you have to be moisef michoil al hakodesh. Both b'knisasai u'b'yitziyasai. So you don't start Shabbos punklich when it's Shabbos. You start it a little bit before Shabbos, and you finish it a little bit after Shabbos. It says the Braisa, we know there's an oynish karis for somebody who does malach on Yom Kippur. You would think that there's also an Nish Karis, if somebody does Melacha during this man of Toysus, Yom Kippurim. So if you're going to start Yom Kippur a half hour earlier, during that man, if someone does Melacha, you would think there's a Chiv Karis, Tamaloy, Marvachal, Nefesh, Ashalisasa, Kol Melacha, Be'etzma Yoimaze. The Torah, when it says that you're not allowed to do Melacha on Yom Kippur, it says Be'etzma Yoimaze. And we learn from there, Itzume Shalyam, Anush Karis, Vein Anush Karis, Al Toysus Melacha. If somebody does Melacha, Be'etzma Yoimaze, Be'itzume Shalyam, then there's going to be an Anush Karis. But if somebody would do Melacha during the Zman of Toysvis Yontif, it wouldn't be Chayiv Karas. Yochel, oye, Anush Karas. You would think you're not going to be Chayiv Karas, Altoysvis Melacha. Oye, Anush Karas, Altoysvis Yinoi. Okay, so we have a Miut Be'etzim Yemizet that teaches me if somebody does Melacha during Toysvis Yom HaKippurim, he's not Chayiv Karas. What if somebody eats during Toysvis Yom HaKippurim? Somebody eats on Yom Kippur, he's Chayiv Karas. So you would think if he eat during Toysvis Yom HaKippurim, he should also be Chayiv Karas. Tamad loy, merki chola, nefesh, ashaloy, sauna, Be'etzim Mayoy Mazeh. Again, we have the same drash of Etzel Yom Hazeh teaches me that the only time there's an Einish Karis is if you do it smack in the middle of the day. But if you do it during this night of Toysmas, you're not going to have an Einish Karis. So you would think, okay, so there's no Karis if somebody does Melacha. But Toysvus Yom Kippurim. There's also no karis if somebody eats during Toysvus Yom Kippurim. But you would think there's an azara if somebody does malachas, and maybe there would be malchus. There'd be other implications. But you would think that a lois nasei you're over. Talmud loymar v'chol malacha lois nasu. But etzem ayom hazeh, the Torah by the azara of doing malacha on Yom Kippur again says. So we learn from it, there's an azar if you do malacha, but there's no azar if you do malacha during Taisvis, Yom Kippur. Yachalo, Yehei Muzra al Taisvis malacha. So you would think that maybe true, there's no azar if somebody does malacha during Toysvis Yom Kippurim. But at the same time, if somebody eats during Toysvis Yom Kippurim, you should be chayav. Says the price of it in man malacha shenei hegis b'shabbos v'yavon toivim. Ein muzra leah madach malacha, which is more chamor than inoy. Because it's more inclusive. Every Shabbos, every Yontif, there's an isma to do malacha. Still, the halacha is einoy muzer b'toisvis Shabbos u'b'toisvis Yom Kippurim inoy she'einoy noy b'Shabbos v'Yom Tovim inoy, which is less chamor because it's not noyig on Shabbos v'Yontif. It's exclusive to Yom Kippur. Einoy din shelo yayim muzer alav. It's pashut that you wouldn't be muzer. Aval azor le'inoy shel yayim atzmoy loy lamad. Continues the brisa. So we know that if somebody does malacha during Toysvis Yom Kippurim, there's no Karis, and there's also no Azara. How do you know that? Because it says Be'etzma Yom Hazeh by the Karis of Malacha, it says Be'etzma Yom Hazeh by the Loisase of Malacha, Be'etzma Yom Hazeh implies on Yom Kippur itself, not during Toysvis Yom Kippurim. We also know that if somebody eats during Toysvis Yom Kippurim, there's no Karis, and there's no Azara. There's no Loisase. There's no Karis because it says Be'etzma Yom Hazeh, and there's no Azara because we learn it from Malacha. Madach Malacha, which is Mohammer, you don't have during Toysvis Yom Kippurim. Certainly Inoy, says the Bryson. This is what we need. This is our punchline. So we now know that there's no Azara for Inoy during Toysvis Yom Kippurim. Aval Azara li Inoy shal yoyim atzmoy loy lamadna. But let's take a step backwards, says the Bryson. Do we even have a makar for Azara, for Inoy on Yom Kippur itself, meaning Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh? That's what we're trying to figure out now. Minayin, says the Brayis, as far as Lo Yema Oynish B'Malacha, Kigomer Mi'inoy. You know what it's learned from? It's learned from the Oynish that the Torah said regarding Malacha. Meaning, says the Brayis, why did the Torah have to tell me that if somebody does Malacha on Yom Kippur, he's Chayiv Karas? Couldn't I have learned it out from Inoy? With a kalvachaymer, ma inu sheinu noyig b'shabbos v'yamim toivim anush garis. Madach inu, which is not noyig on Shabbos and Yontif, there's an anush garis. Malacha shnei hegdits b'shabbos v'yamim toivim, like Holshkin says, certainly malacha, which is noyig on Shabbos and Yontif, should have an anush garis. Lama nemer. So why did Torah tell me the anush garis if somebody does malacha on Yom Kippur? Mufna. It's for no reason other than to have an extra parsha, lahakish v'lodin mimenu gzeirah shava, to teach me something, so that I can learn something from it. What am I going to learn? Nema oynish b'inu v'nema oynish b'malacha. It says oynish b'inuy, and it says oynish b'malacha, and by malacha it's extra. You know why? To teach me, ma malacha le'onish alam kein is it? Just like the malacha. In addition to the oynish, there's also an azara. So to the inu le'onish alam kein is it? Where there's an oynish, there's also an azara. So says the Gemara, you want to know what the makar is for the azara from inuy? I learn it from the extra mention of Oynish by Malach. Torah didn't have to say Oynish by Malach. I could have learned it from Oynish from Inoy. The Torah must have said it to compare Malach to Inoy. And just like by Malach, there's also an Azara, so too by Inoy, there's also an Azara. And it's based on the premise that we're learning Inoy from Malach because melacha is more chomer than inui, and therefore the Torah should not have had a said the oinish by melacha. I could have learned it from inui. The Torah said it to make it extra. It's mufna lahakesh eleo to teach me the azara by inish. Like the Gemara is natural ikelam ifrach. I have a pircha on the whole premise, meaning you're assuming that melacha is more chomer than inui, and therefore why the Torah have to tell me an oinish by melacha? It's extra to teach me azara by inui. Says the Gemara, I don't know if that's true. Why are you assuming that malach is more chama than inui? Mali inui, I can argue shleihut mechlala. You don't find anywhere that it's mutit eat on Yom Kippur. Now, chaylish ish by zakana, but he can do anything. But you don't find anywhere that there's ever a hechitimtza where even though it's Yom Kippur, go eat. Taima be malach shut mechlala. As opposed to malacha, which is hutra mechlala. Now, where is malacha hutra mechlala? Zok deheilige Rashi. It's 6 lines from the bottom of the Yomid. As a malacha hutra miktsasa etzel gavaya. In the base of Mikdash. In the base of Mikdash, they used to do avaida. And Yom Kippur, there was shchita, haktaris, there were a lot of avaidas that were being done. So you see that it is sometimes mutter. So the fact that it's sometimes mutter is actually a kula. So you're assuming that Torah didn't have to say oynish by malacha. I couldn't have learned it from inui mechatesi. Maybe inui is more chama than malacha because inui is leihutu mechlala as opposed to this. That's not leihutu mechlala. So we just knocked out the premise that our makar was built on. So the Gemara says, okay, let's take two. Elo lo yoyimai oynish by inui. Torah didn't have to say oynish by inui. Dikama me malacha. Not the Torah didn't have to say oynish by malacha. But the Torah didn't have to say Einish by Inui. I couldn't learn that Inui from Malacha. Not Malacha Shutu Mechlala Anishkar. It's Madach Malacha. Which we just said is Kuladik. Because it's Hutra Mechlala. Still, you see this in Anishkar. It's Inish Lehutra Mechlala. Like Kolshkin to Inui, which is Lehutra Mechlala. Certainly, Lama Nema. Why the Torah say it? Mufna. Make it extra. Lehakish Veladami Med Xer Shava. To compare. To make Xer Shava between Inui and Malacha. Ma. Nemar Einish by Inui. But Nemar Einish by Malacha. It says Inui by Einish. And it says Inui. It says Einish by Malacha. Ma Malacha Einish by Hizr. Just like by Malacha, there's an Einish and there's an Azara. Af Inui Einish by Hizr. So to Inui, there's Einish by Hizr. In other words, we're not learning. What's extra is not the Einish by Malacha. What's extra is the Einish by Inui. But the Gemara says, that's not a good tiny idiot. You can't tell me you could have simply learned Malacha from Inui. Because Ikkul HaMifrach, Mala Malacha, Shekeinoi Heges, B'Shabbosis, V'yamim Toivim. Taima B'Inui, She'einoi Noyeg, B'Shabbosis, V'yamim Toivim. Who said Inui is more chamer than Shabbos V'yantiv? We just said maybe it's more chamer, but maybe it's not. Meaning there's a chumer that Malacha has over Inui, and there's a chumra that Inui has over Malacha. Malacha has a chumra over Inui, it's Noig and all Shabbos and Yom Tovim. Inui has a chumra over Malacha, it's like Hutta Mechlali, as opposed to Malacha, which is Hutta Mechlali. As a result, says the Gemara, I can't learn one from the other. You can't tell me that the Torah didn't have to say something by Inui, I could have learned it from Malacha. You can't tell me the Torah didn't have to say something by Malacha. I could have learned it from Inui. Mechatesi. Because you could always argue that one is more chamer and the other, or you can argue the other one is more chamer. One is more kuladig and the other one is more kuladig. So really what the Braisa tried doing now, it's a little bit of a tricky cheshbon, but the big picture of what the Braisa tried doing was, is say that you now I know there's an Azara by Inui. I learn it from something extra. Either something extra by Inui or something extra by Einish. And the premise of the something extra is that the Torah didn't have to tell me Kares, Sai by Einish and Sai by Inui. I could have learned either Inui from Malacha or I could have learned Malacha from Inui. One of the two I actually, and the Gemara is saying that's not true. Because you can never learn Inui from Malacha, you can never learn Malacha from Inui. Because I could always argue one is more chamer, I could argue the other one is more chamer. As a result, you're not going to be able to determine the Azara for Inui from an extra Einish, whether the extra Einish is the Malacha or whether the extra Einish is the Inui. So really where we're left with is back at square one. And that is the Torah never had a Mefurish Azara for eating on Yom Kippur. We know there's an Azara because there's Karis, there's Malkus, and there's Achatas. It must be tucked away. The question is, where is it tucked away? We thought it's the extra Einish of either Inui or Malacha. The Gemara knocked that out. So Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Hi Tana, you want to know what the Makar of the Tana was? Etzem, Etzem Gamar. He had Xerah Shavu. Says etzem by Inui, and it says etzem by the Issa Malacha, just like the Issa Malacha is Einish, but there's also an Azara, so to Inui is also going to involve an Azara. So you know what the Makar is? The Makar is learned out from the Gzeirah Shava, the Gzeirah Shava of etzem etzem. So to Gemara, we're not finished yet, Mufna. This Gzeirah Shava must be Mufna. So not all Gzeirah Shavas were created equally. There's different Madrigas in Gzeirah Shavuos. Gzeirah Shavuos, we have two parashiyas that at first glance don't necessarily have too much to do with each other, but at the same time, if they share a common word based on Mesaira, that means the two parashiyas are linked and you can learn halachas from one to the other. Now, there are times where the Gzeirah Shavuos is not just based on a common word, but it's based on a common extra word. When the Gzeirah Shavuos is based on a word that's extra, it's what's known as Gzeirah Shavuos Mufna. Now, if both of the words are extra, then it's Mufna mi beiz atzadim. If only one of the words is extra, then it's Mufna mi tzadecha. The difference between Gzeirah Shavuos Mufna and Gzeirah Shavuos She'ena Mufna is, could you ask a kasha on Gzeirah Shavuos? What if you say, I hear the Gzeirah Shavuos, aber lam desahin, and lam desaher? So it depends. If it's Gzeirah Shavuos She'ena Mufna, you can't. If it's Gzeirah Shavuos Mufna, you can't. If it's Mufna mitzadecha, that's a machloikus. But the bottom line is that, says the Gemara, this Gzeirah Shavuos has to be Mufna. It better be, because otherwise we can easily knock it out. How are we going to knock it out? The Eloi Mufna Ikela Mifrach Kinde Parchinon. We could ask everything we just asked. The last Gemara that we learned. Meaning, at the end of the day, you want to learn Inu from Malacha. Mechatesi could learn Inu from Malacha. I'll tell you, Malacha is more common than Inu. Because maybe Malacha is Naik and Shabbos Beyantim as possible. That's not Naik and Shabbos Beyantim. So all the kashas that we had in the previous Braisa, we would have now again. And Ravina, you're not accomplishing anything by delivering Gzeirah Shavuos. Just like we had kashas on what we said, you could ask kashas on Gzeirah Shavuos. Unless you tell me it's off. It's Mufna, it's bulletproof. Then you can't ask any kashas, and that's what the Gemara is saying. It must be, it's Mufna, because otherwise you would have kashas. Where exactly is it Mufna? So the Gemara says, Chamisha Kroi Ksivi, because really, if you break it down, there are five psukim that I mentioned there. There's five times that it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Kippur. Five times. Zok the Gemara, let's see. Once, the Torah said to tell me that there's a loisa say if you do malacha on Yom Kippur during the day. One to tell me there's a loisa say if you do malacha at night. One is coming to tell me that if you do malacha during the day, you chayv karis. Another one is coming to tell me if you do malacha at night, you chayv karis. And the fifth one is extra, lemigmar inoy min malacha, to learn inoy from malacha, and from the one extra Azara of Melacha, we learn Inoy Bein the Yamama Ubein the Leilia. Even though we needed four to teach me Yom Velayla as it relates to Melacha, but when we're learning Inoy from Melacha, we're able to learn all four from the one. Not for now, but the Gemara just mentioned that there's a distinction between Yom Kippur at night and Yom Kippur at day. The truth is, when we learned Arvei Pesachim, we spoke about this in the context of Shabbos, that Shabbos Balayla is different than Shabbos Bayoy. And that's why the Mechilta says it's a special pasuk, Mechalaleo Yois Mois Yumas, to teach me that if someone's Mechal Shabbos Balayla, because Layla, or Leil Shabbos anyways, is a Lashon Nekeva, so Mechalaleha, but Lashon Nekeva Mois Yumas, and then you find the Torah refers to Shabbos as Lashon Zachar, and that's referring to Shabbos during the day. And we said that's why during davening, you say at Friday night, V'yonuchu Va, and Shabbos day you say V'yonuchu Vay, because there's the Laila of Shabbos and there's the Yom of Shabbos. There's the Lashon Nekeva of Shabbos and there's the Lashon Zachar of Shabbos. So you see there's a difference fundamentally between the Yom and the Laila. So it's in that vein that we have over here as it relates to Yom Kippur as well. We need a Azara of Yom Kippur at night and we need an Azara of Yom Kippur during the day. So regardless, just to excel for 1 second. And that is, we began the daf trying to find the makar for Azaras Inu. Where does it say in the Torah, thou shalt not eat on Yom Kippur? It's not going to say thou shalt not eat. It's going to say Inu. But where is the Azara of Inu? And what we have is the first of four makaris. We're not finished yet. And that is Ravina's makar, by far the most difficult one in terms of holding cheshvin, and that is etzem etzem. It says etzem regarding inui, it says etzem regarding melacha. Just like melacha, there's an azara. So too by inui, there's an azara as well. So the Gemara, the Rabbi Shmuel Tano, Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they had a different record. Nemakan inui, it says over here inui, but nemalalon inui, and it says over there inui. Now this over there is a completely different context. It's talking about someone that was ma'anes a naira murasa, and the pasuk over there uses the lashon. Just like if someone is ma'anis and nairo murasa, not only is he chayiv skila, but there's also an azar. So as it relates to the ino and yom kippur, there's an azar. Rav Yaakov Amar, he had a different makar. More pashut, yalev Shabbos Shabbosayim, mi Shabbos Mereshit. It says Shabbos Shabbosayim regarding yom kippur, and it says Shabbos by Shabbos Bereshit, as in the Shabbos of every seventh day. Malahanu le'ana shalom kenizer. Just like there's an azara from doing malacha on Shabbos, afkan le'ana shalom kenizer. So too, as it relates to inoy, there's an azara. Rapapa, my Rapapa said even more pasha. Hu gufei Shabbos ikri. It itself is called Shabbos. The chsev. It says in the Torah, tishpisu shabbatcha. Now that pasuk tishpisu shabbatcha, which is going to be the subject now of the next half of Amid, is said in the context of the inisim esnafshoy seichem. The pasuk reads as follows: Shabbos shabbosin hu lochem. The inisam is nafshoy seichem, betishol achoidesh bo erev, me erev ad erev, tishpisu shabbatchem. So the pasuk itself that talks about the inisam is nafshoy seichem says the word Shabbos. In fact, it says it four times. Shabbos shabbosin, and then it says tishpisu shabbatchem. So Torah keeps on using the word Shabbos. So you see that, you know, it's called Shabbos. And Shabbos in general, where there's an isam alacha, there's also an azara. So to over here, there's going to be an azara as well. So in other words, the first makar took about 15 minutes. The other three, the Gemara went through literally one line each. What we have now is four makaris for the azara of inui on Yom Kippur. Either etzem, we learned it from the isam alacha on Yom Kippur, or we learned it from the naira murasa, or we learned it from Shabbos Bereshit. Other minei umei. Rapapa said, what do you mean? Hikuf ikri Shabbos. Read the pasuk. It's called Shabbos. Says the Gemara. A little bit of cheshbon based on what we just said. Vishlam Rapapa lay amik rabach bayach. Vishlam Rapapa. Who learned it from the fact that the Torah refers to v'nisim asaf shesechem as Shabbos. And he didn't learn like rabach bayach. Who learned it from Shabbos Bereshit? The krodach sebeguf ayadav. Why would I learn it from Shabbos Bereshit? If I can learn it from the pasuk itself, there's no reason to go flying to other psukim. It's mefurish in this pasuk. That's Elul Rachav Yaakov. I talk about like Rav Papa. So why did Rav Yaakov ever not learn like Rav Papa? Meaning, why do you have to learn it from Shabbos Bereshis? What do you see in Shabbos Bereshis? Oh, Shabbos. The Torah refers to Yom Kippur also as Shabbos. And in the pasuk of Yinisan, it's Nafshay Seichem. So the Gemara says, because he needed this mention of Shabbos to teach me something else. So these words weren't available to be able to learn the halacha that this is coming to teach me in Azara for Inui on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, what is it coming to teach me? The Kedetanya, and this is a classic Braisa, and as we're about to see, this Braisa is one of the sources, one of a few sources in Chas for the halacha of Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif, and Tosfos Yom Kippur. So we mentioned that today's daf, Yuma Pei Aleph, is one of the dafin that's synonymous with the sugya of Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif, Tosfos Yom Kippurim. It's the Gemara that we're about to learn. So the Gemara, what's this price? It says, V'nisim esam sheisechem b'tisha l'achoydish. Yoch, yaschem v'sane b'tisha. Torah seems like it's saying that when he's supposed to start fasting b'tisha on the ninth day of Tishrei. So you would think you should start fasting b'tisha, Talmud Loimar, b'erev. No, V'nisim esam sheisechem. So you would think you should start when it gets dark. Talmud Loimar, b'tisha. So which one is it? Is it Betisha or is it Be'erev? Betisha is Erev Yom Kippur. Be'erev is Lil Kol Nidre. Okay, it's that Maschel U'Mesane Mibo'idyo. What you do is you start the evening a little earlier. B'kansha Moisifim Michoel HaLakoydesh. This is the Makar that you Moisim Michoel HaLakoydesh. Says the Brais of Eli Elo B'chnisos. Maybe you would know that there's an idea to be Moisim Michoel HaLakoydesh in the beginning of Yom Kippur. B'tziyosim Inai. And you know on the back end of Yom Kippur you have the same halacha. Talmud Leimar. It says in the Pasuk, May Erev Ad Erev. And May Erev Ad Erev, you learn that this idea of starting Bo'erev is not only true on the way in, it's also true on the way of Eliyahu Yom Kippurim. And we have to change the gears here. Shabbos lois minayin. How do you know Shabbos? Tamalim etish besu. That this halach of Tosfos Yom Kippurim is also true for Shabbos. Inli elo Shabbos lois yomim toivim minayin. Tamalim et Shabbat chem. Haketzat komokim shenem ashvois. Moisifin Michoel ala kodesh. But the bottom line is, you want to know where Rav Acha by Yaakov didn't look like Rav Papa? Why didn't he say, oh, the Torah says, Tishpesu Shabbatchem, this is the Makar. No, this passage is taken for a huge halacha. It's not available. It's, we learned the halachas of Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif, Tosfos Yom Kippurim. As a result, you couldn't learn it out from here. Says the Gemara. If you do a little recap of the daf, there would seem to be another Makar tucked away on Amud Aleph, that's the hint, to this halacha of Tosfos Shabbos, or at the very least, Tosfos Yom Kippurim. How do you know that? Because the Gemara brought a price on an alpha and said, how do you know that if a person does malacha during Tosfos Yom Kippurim, there's no karas? How do you know there's no azar? No, it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh teaches me there's only karas, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. You know what it sounds like? That for sure there's a concept of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Because if there's no such thing as Tosfos Yom Kippurim, why is the Torah talking about Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh? So, right, the Gemara, Geshmaka Kasha, the Tana, De'etzem, Etzem. the time of etzem, meaning the time of the long brisa on Amalek. So what does he do with this pasuk? To teach me Tosis Yom Kippurim, he doesn't need it to teach me Tosis Yom Kippurim. I know Tosis Yom Kippurim already from Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, "Me boy, the Tani Chiyah by Rav Midifti." It says, "V'nisam es nafshay sechem betisha." One of the most famous drushes in Chazal. The Chiyah betisha misanin. Valoi ba'asim. I don't fast on the 9th day of Tishrei. You fast on the 10th day of Tishrei. Yom Kippur is your Tishrei, not Tas Tishrei. Elohim, why the Torah say betisha to teach us? Kol oichal d'shoyis b'shi. If somebody eats and drinks on the 9th day of Tishrei. It's as if he fasted on the 9th day and on the 10th day. So you want to know what that Tana is going to do with the pasuk that says, he's going to use that pasuk to teach me this halacha that if somebody is oichol v'shoise betisha, he's going to do lechshav ki'ilu hisana chivasi. In other words, we have a machloikis. What? We learn from the fact that it says v'nisam es nafshei seichem b'tishah l'chodesh, and both halachis are dvarim ha'omdim berumoy shalom. They're both major halachis that have incredible ramifications. The first is the halach of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, and as a derivative of that, Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif. The second is the halacha that kol oichol b'tshi u'misane ba'asiri mala olav akasov. So the truth is, we'll stop here. This is another loaded daf with so much here. Hafachba v'afachba de kulaba, both as it relates to Hilchas Yom Kippurim and really as it relates to Shas. Perek Yom Kippurim is emerging as a real Shas Perek in terms of so many of the topics that it touches. So just to do a little bit of a brief overview of some of the halachos that we can extrapolate from today's daf. So instead of going knee-deep into a rate bite, just a few shorter ha'aras. So the first is, the pasuk says, Shabbos Shabbosin hu lachem, v'inisem es nafshoi seichem, betisha lachoydesh, be'erev, me'erev ad erev, tishpesu shabbatchem. The Rambam in Hilchas Shvisas Osar, that's what the Rambam brings the halachos of Yom Kippurim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalit says something that the Achroinim are Medayik L'Shoinoi Hazav. The Rambam says like this, Mitzvah Saseh Acheres Yishpi Yom Kippurim. There's another Mitzvah Saseh on Yom Kippur. Vihi, and that is, Lishpoi Spoi Me'achila V'Shtir. For a person not to eat and drink. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, Ta'anu Es Nafshoi Seichem. Yipi HaShmuel Omdu, we have a Mesoira. Now what does it mean, Ta'anu Es Nafshoi Seichem? Inu Yishahu L'Nefesh, and Zeh HaTzoyim. V'chol HaTzoyim Boi, anyone that fasts, then the Rambam says, so the Achroinim are Medayik. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh Acheret Yesh B'Yom HaKippurim V'hi Lishpois Boi Me'achila V'Shtiyah. Isn't that an interesting lashon? Lishpois Me'achila V'Shtiyah. Lishpois means to rest. You, on Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to rest from Achila V'Shniyah. On Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to Anu Es Nafshoi Seichem. There's a mitzvah to be in a state of Inui. There's a mitzvah not to eat. But what does it mean, Lishpois, by Me Achila V'Shniyah? The emes is that really where the Rambam got this diik from is the pasuk in the Torah. When the Torah talks about the mitzvah v'inisem es nafshoi seichem, the Torah says Shabbos Shabbosin hu lachem v'inisem es nafshoi seichem v'tishol achoydesh ba'erev me'erev aderev tishpesu shabbos. Four times the Torah mentions Shabbos in this pasuk, and the Torah is talking not about doing malacha. The Torah is talking about v'inisem es nafshoi seichem, and the Torah uses the word of Shabbos. So the Achrayim say a tremendous lamdus that it would seem from the lashon of the Rambam that the Rambam held that the side of the Isra Achila V'Shtiyah on Yom Kippur really is a mitzvah of Shabbos. It's a din of Shvisa. On Yom Kippur, you have to rest. Now, every Shabbos, you have to rest. But on Shabbos, the definition of resting is one thing. The definition of resting on Shabbos is don't do malach. On Yontif, there's a mitzvah to rest. On Yontif, the definition of Shabbos is a little bit different. For example, on Yontif, you're allowed to do malach seichel nefesh. I thought you have to rest. a case of the definition of what resting is, a little different on Yontif than it is on Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, there's also a mitzvah to rest. Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hulagen. But the definition of resting on Yom Kippur is different than the definition of resting on Shabbos and different than the definition of resting on Yontif. On Shabbos, it's from the Lamates Malachis. On Yontif, it's from the Lamates Malachis minus Malachis Leichel Nefesh. And in Yom Kippur, it's from the Lamates Malachis plus V'inisim Esnaf Shoy Seichem. And that's the Dirk in the Rambam's Lashon, mitzvah saseh acheres yesh b'yoyim ha-kippurim v'hu lishboi spoi me'achil v'shir. So we're talking about the difference between the Isra Achila and Yom Kippur versus the Isra Achila as it relates to all other Macholos Asuros. By all Macholos Asuros, the Isra is the actual Yachila. On Yom Kippur, we've been speaking out lumbus from the G'dayli Achreinim. The Isra is not the Achila. The Isra is ruining your status quo of V'inisem Esnaf Shoy Seichem. You're supposed to be hungry. And when you eat, it's Miyasva Daite, and as a result, you're not hungry anymore. So there's a fundamental difference in lundus between eating on Yom Kippur versus all other Macholos Asuros. That's why the Shir is different. One is a Kesevas Hagasa, the other one is a Kizayis, and that's why when it comes to Shtiyah, it's a Meloy Lugmav, it's not a Revis. It's different Shiurim and all the Lamdas that we spoke about, Anos Groine, Anos Meiv, Shloike Derech Achila. But the point is that this is a new wrinkle in terms of understanding a little bit of the Lamdas of eating on Yom Kippur. Again, Tein Lechachom V'yech Gamoid, Adkan, as it relates to this Sa'ara, but the Lashon of the Rambam, mitzvah saseh acheres yesh b'yei mekipurim, for who lishbois me'achila v'shtiyah, and l'chura, the Rambam took it from the Lashon of the Pasuk, where not once, but four times, the Torah mentions the concept of Shabbos in the context of eating on Yom Kippur. The second Sa'ara is that we had in today's daf a makar to the halacha of Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. In fact, we had two makaris to Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. We had V'inisim Esnaf Shoy Seichem B'tisha L'Achoydesh V'Eita Gemara V'tisha L'Achoydesh. You don't fast B'tisha, you fast B'yud. This is a makar to the halacha of Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. We also had the Tana of Etzem Etzem. From the Gzeira Shav of Etzem Etzem, we were able to infer that must be there's something called Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. Because if there's no such thing as Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, what's Etzem Etzem? The Gemara said that although the Mekoros that we have in the Gemara is for Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, but it's not only true for Yom Kippur. It's true for Shabbos as well, and it's not only true for Shabbos, it's true for Yontif. The Gemara brought the Braisa that said, V'nisim Esnaf Shoy Seichem B'tisha L'Achoydesh. It's the B'tisha, I thought it's really B'yod. Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. Okay, that I only know Shabbos. How do I know Yom Kippur? I mean, I know Yom Kippur. How do I know Shabbos? Tamu Leim Tish B'su. How do I know Yontif? It says, Tish B'su Shabbat Chet. But the point is, from this pasuk, I know Yom Kippur, I know Shabbos, and I know Yontif. We spoke about this in the beginning of Perek Arvi Psachim. The Rambam Shita is that Tosfos Yom HaKippurim is a Din D'Oraisa. But Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif is not a Din D'Oraisa. And at first glance, what do you mean? It's a Braisa. The Braisa brought the Makar for Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. And then the Braisa said, how do I know Shabbos? Tishbasu. How do I know Yontif? Shabbat. So at the end of the day, I have a Makar for Yom Kippur, I have a Makar for Shabbos, I have a Makar for Yontif. So what's the Makar to the Rambam that the Rambam was Mechalik between Yom Kippur and between Shabbos and Yontif? Now, we spoke out from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav said a big Chiddush. He said that even though the Rambam holds that Tosfos Shabbos is only the Rabbanon, that's the Chiyuv of Tosfos Shabbos. But the Chetz of Tosfos Shabbos, the Rambam acknowledges as the Deiraisa. Meaning the Rambam agrees there's something called Tosfos Shabbos Medeiraisa. You can. You have the authority to be Moisef on Shabbos, which is a Chiddush, because you can't make Wednesday, Tuesday. It's not something you can do. But you can be Moisef Michael HaKodesh. You have an ability to make Shabbos. And that ability is a Din Deiraisa with Deiraisa implications. What the Rambam held was that the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv, the Rabbanon. There's no mitzvah, Mikan, Shemayisiv, and Michal, Allah, Kodesh, V'inisim, Esnaf, Shoy, Seichem, Betisha. That you don't have. That you only have for Yom Kippur. But the Chetz of Tosfos Shabbos, that was the Brisker of Chiddush. That's going to be true for Yom Kippur. It's true for Shabbos. It's true for Yontif as well. But the question is, what's the Makar to the Rambam? So Pasha, the Makar is, and this is, it's really, this Suya is a little more complicated because there's another Gemara we'd have to learn. Rosh Hashanah, Daftes, and Yetz Hashem will get there in the not too distant future. Maybe we'll revisit it there. So really, to properly go through this, you have to go through all the Gemaras. But even from our sugya, the Rambam doesn't seem to be so shver. If we were going to set out to be miyashiv the Rambam, we'd say, oh, very pashit. The Gemara had two drashas that you can learn out from V'inisim Esnaf Shoy Seichem. One drasha the Gemara brought was Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. The other drasha was Kol Oichel B'Tshi Umesana basiri, malala vakasav, kilu esana, chi vasiri. Okay, the Rambam may be paskin like that, Joshua. Teaches me that there's a mitzvah to eat. In fact, the Rambam brings that there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Rambam held like that, Rosh. If that's the case, you can't learn from there the halacha of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. So how do you know Tosfos Yom Kippurim? You learn it from Etzem. Oh, Etzem, that just says by Yom Kippur. It doesn't say by Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And then we don't have a ribui for Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But the bottom line is, the Gemara in today's daf, again, this is just negeya pasha, what comes out of today's daf, the Piris HaNoshim of the Sugya. And that is, we have two Mekairis for Tosfos Yom Kippurim with a seemingly obvious nafkamina. If the makar is etzem, so the makar is for Yom Kippur. You don't have a makar for Shabbos and Yantim. If the makar is v'inisim es nafshei seichem b'tishol l'chodesh, then you have tish besu, that's mar b'Shabbos. You have shabbatchem, that's mar b'Yantim. The Rambam must have held etzem. It is din and hold v'inisim es nafshei seichem. Therefore, we have a makar for Tosfos Yom Kippurim. We don't have a makar for Tosfos for Shabbos and for Tosfos Yantim. Again, oversimplifying it because there's a whole nother sugya mesachtes Rosh Hashanah that really we would have to go through, but just a very obvious nafkamina as it relates to a famous Shita Zarambam, which is that even though there's a sugi of Taisa Shabbos and Taisa Yantiv, the Ram Shita is Taisa Shabbos, Taisa Yantiv is only a Dirabanan with major nafkaminas lalacha, as opposed to Taisa Siyami Kippurim, which is really a mitzvah dairaisa. But as it relates to Taisa Siyami Kippurim, I saw a beautiful Kiddush in the Helig Chassam Sofer, and this is in the Chassam Sofer al Ashas. In Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. So that's one of the places where the Gemara talks about Tosfos Shabbos. And in that sugya, the Chassam Sofer asks a whole bunch of kashas. And to answer all his kashas, he says a big yesod. So he says like this, Uli Yashiv Kol Hana. First the yesod, and then we'll speak out some of the questions. Nakdim, I want to be makdim, Masha he'iru einai min ha-shamayim. So the Chassam Sofer was very excited with what he's about to say. He says, "Heiru einai min hashamayim, umakim heinichulu lehiskader by beezras Hashem yisbarach." So says the Chassam Sofer, "I'm going to say a yisoid that I didn't hear anybody say, but this yisoid is so gewaldig, and I feel that they gave me a special siyata deshmaya that I should be the one that's going to deliver this yisoid, and that is." Says the Chassam Sofer, it could be, there's a fundamental difference between Tosfos Yom HaKippurim and between Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yantiv. What is Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yantiv? Tosfos Shabbos is, you want to be Moisef Michael HaKodesh. Instead of Shabbos being 24 hours, you want to add a little bit on the front end, you want to add a little bit on the back end. It's an halacha. Mikan shem esif and Michael HaKodesh. We show how excited we are for Shabbos to come, and we show how sad we are when Shabbos leaves. And as a result, we're moisif Michael HaKodesh bein bechnisas bein biyitzias. Tais Yantiv is the same way, and to a degree, Tais Yom Kippurim is the same way, as it relates to the Issa Malach. But as it relates to Tais Yom Kippurim, from the standpoint of stopping to eat a little bit earlier before Yom Kippur, says the Chassam Sofer, there's a much bigger thing going on. And that is, on Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah of the Inisem Esnaf Shoisechem. And like Michal asked after the shir yesterday, when a person walks into Yom Kippur and he's pasha choking to the degree that if he would eat, it would be considered an achila gasa, so how's he making the mitzvah of the Inisem Esnaf Shoisechem? There's a mitzvah in Nisim Esnaf Shoisechem. And that mitzvah is not supposed to start 3 hours into Yom Kippur. That mitzvah is supposed to start Bechnis Asoy, as soon as you start Yom Kippur. Says the Chassam Sofer, he holds, and he nichu makom l'skadar by min hashamayim, that the reason there's a mitzvah of Tosfos Yom HaKippurim is because we don't want you to eat until the last second of Erev Yom Kippur. We want you to stop eating earlier. And if you're going to stop eating earlier, so like this, you'll have an opportunity to exhale a little bit. You'll be able to breathe. So like this, when Yom Kippur starts, so you're not so stuffed that on some level it starts being niskayim divinisim esnaf shesechem. But it's a yesoidi difference between Tosfos Yom HaKippurim as it relates to V'nisim Esnaf Shoisechem and between Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yantiv. Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yantiv is merely being Moisef Michael HaKodesh. But this inyan of stopping to eat earlier, says the Chassam Sofer, it goes to the gut of what Yom Kippur is all about. You're supposed to start Yom Kippur. Ukisha Adam Oichel Adalayla Mamish. Just reading. Nimtza Nichnas Lehayoyim Bekeres Meleya V'Nefesh Seivo. Avol Kisha Mavsik Shok Koydem. But if you start a little bit earlier, Nichnas Kishahu Meuna. V'Hash Daba Oisay Zman Atois Sefes Einenu Meuna Adayim Ba'atzmoy Elohu Prisha Hamoyel Sheyaschol Inu Be'er Miyadur Chizas Ayon. Which means, just to take it one step deeper in terms of understanding this, what's the idea of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif? Tosfos Shabbos is don't just do malach, don't just refrain from doing malach for 24 hours, refrain from doing malach for 25 hours, 24 hours and a few seconds, right? The minimum shear of Tosfos Shabbos. But the idea is keep Shabbos a little bit longer than what Shabbos really is. When we are Moisef Michael Al HaKodesh, as it relates to Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, from the standpoint of V'nisim Es Nafshei Seichem, it's actually just the opposite. What we do is we need a runway. We need a little buffer. You can't just eat and then all of a sudden walk into Yom Kippur. Because then in the beginning of Yom Kippur, you aren't Mekayim V'nisim Es Nafshei Seichem. So that tkufa of Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, it's the tkufa when you can't be Mekayim Yom Kippur properly. So as a result, let's have a little buffer. Let's have a tkufa where it won't be Yom Kippur, but you're going to prep Yom Kippur. Not because we wanted to be Yom Kippur during that time, because if I cared, if you prav Yom Kippur an hour earlier, so then when Yom Kippur starts, you'll feel a shtickle Yom Kippur. It's just the opposite of what Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif is. Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif is add on to Shabbos. Prav Shabbos a little longer. Zok Techsam Sofer, as it relates to V'nisim Es Nafshei Seichem, it's just the opposite. It's mamish fakert. The idea is we dafka want a tkufa where we're going to act like it's Yom Kippur, hagam it's not Yom Kippur. So that you can calm down a little bit, breathe, so that when you're going to walk into Yom Kippur, it's not going to be Bekeres Meleya, and it's not going to be Benefesh Seviyah. Says the Chassam Sofer, with this he can answer a whole bunch of questions. Just mention three. The first is, Tosfos and Masechtas Beah, Daf Lamed, says a chiddush that everybody mamish asks questions on. And that is, Tosfos says there's a sheer chashuv of Tosfos Yom Kippur. And everyone's matmin on Tosfos, that there's rayas, that Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif is a shah achas. It's a very small amount of time. And Tosfos seems to be saying, maybe we'll talk about that a different time, it's a really Yom Kippur Gemara, but Tosfos says that no, it's a longer share. Everyone's matmin on Tosfos. Where did Tosfos get this longer share from? It's not supposed to be a longer share, it's supposed to be a shorter share, says the Chassam Sofer and the Chanami. Tosfos held that ordinarily Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif is a shorter share. Tosfos knew that. The Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif, that's about just adding a little bit to Shabbos. And now a little bit Yontif. Tosfos knew that's a short share. That's a shah achas. But here, Tosfos talking about something else. Tosfos talking about the buffer. Tosfos talking about the runway. Tosfos talking about the time you need in order for you to calm down. You can't do that in a shah achas. You're fighting going to be v'nisim es nafshei seichem. You're going to have the same problem. You're not going to accomplish anything. By stopping to eat 30 seconds early, you don't do anything. 5 minutes early, you don't do anything. That's why Tosfos held that it has to be a shir chashuv. And therefore, it's going to be a shir chashuv. Like this, you'll be able to get it. Says the Chassam Sofer, I'll tell you another thing that bothered me in the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Ein li elo bichnisasai, b'yitziyasai minayin." What was the Havim mean of the Gemara? That maybe it should only be true bichnisasai, it shouldn't be true b'yitziyasai. Echad Taisir, there's something called Taisir Shabbos, so just like this Taisir Shabbos bichnisasai, there should be Taisir Shabbos. What should be the difference, right? What mechad Taisir? So the Chassam Sofer, if he said it's beautiful, because really based on the spirit of what we're trying to accomplish when we say Tosfos Yom HaKippurim regarding V'nisim Es Nafshei Seichem, it's only Bechnisasai. Because really the kiyum is Bechnisasai. It's how you walk into Yom Kippur. At the end of Yom Kippur, you're starving anyways. There's no reason to stretch it out a little bit. So I would have thought that it should only be Bechnisasai. Kamash Malan, it's true B'yitziyasai. I have to know why it's B'yitziyasai. Oh, but says the Chassam Sofer, the Havamina of Ein Li Elo Bechnisasai is beautiful. It's beautiful why I would have thought Ein Li Elo Bechnisasai. Because you would have thought that the whole idea is to be able to calm down a little bit before Yom Kippur. So that makes sense, it should be Bechnisasai. Why shouldn't it be Bitziyasai? And then Chassam Sofer says just one more ha'arav that we'll mention is when he says the pasuk itself is mashma that way. Because what does the pasuk say? V'nisim es nafshei seichem betishol achoydesh bo'erev me'erev ad erev tish pesu shabbatchem. So the Chassam Sofer says, I understand. I thought it's Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. I thought you were supposed to start earlier. So why are we saying again, me'erev ad erev? Me'erev ad erev is bothering the Chassam Sofer. What's the me'erev ad? See, he says the Gemara talks about in Rosh Hashanah Daftes. Again, really, to go through this properly, we would have to go through that sugya. But we're not learning Rosh Hashanah Daftes. But says the Chassam Sofer, what's me'erev ad erev? it's not Me'erev Aderev, it starts earlier. The Teretz says, no. The reason you start earlier is so that it will be V'nisim Esnaf Shoiseichem Me'erev Aderev. By starting earlier, you can accomplish the Me'erev Aderev. Taisus Shabbos, Taisus Yontif, it's about the Taisus Shabbos and the Taisus Yontif. It's about making that Zman Shabbos and Yontif, treating it as if it's a Gehedig Shabbos and Yontif. Taisus Yom Kippurim is just the opposite. It's about not eating at a time that it's not Yom Kippur. That's the whole point. So when is the V'nisim really being this guy? And you're right, you're stopping to eat beforehand. But it's not because we care if you eat before. Eat. The point is so that it should be V'nisem Me'erev Ad Erev. That's the key. It's all about the Me'erev Ad Erev. That's why it says it in that way. That's the second Ha'ara. The third Ha'ara is, then the Gemara concluded with the classic Chazal, and that is, Kol Ha'oichel V'shoise V'chi. Ma'lo Olav HaKosov Ki'ilu Hisana. So the reason it says in the Torah, V'nisim esnaf she'iseichem b'tishol ha'chodesh, I thought you're supposed to fast b'yud, to teach me halacha, that if somebody eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, and then he fasts on the tenth day of Tishrei, it's ma'la olav ha'kosov, ki'ilu esan chi v'asiri. Now we always speak this out, this is another ki'ilu, right? This is one of the many, many, many ki'ilus that you find in Shas. So it's ki'ilu esan chi v'asiri, then mamish fast chi v'asiri, but it's ki'ilu esan chi v'asiri. And the question is why? Why is it that if someone is oichel v'shoisa b'chi, that it's ma'la olav ha'kosov ki'ilu esan chi v'asiri? It's a big effect that comes about from eating, and why is it such a big deal? It's such a big deal to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah. Now it's in a mitzvah, but it's kilu asana chi vasir. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says pasha. Rashi says, v'hochi mash makra, v'inisem betisho koloimar, haskin atzmecha betisho, kidei shetucha lesana is ba'asara. The idea is simple. The Torah wants you to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It's like this, you'll be able to fast on Yom Kippur. If you're not going to eat properly on Erev Yom Kippur, you may struggle to fast on Yom Kippur. So that we assure that you'll be able to fast on Yom Kippur, this is a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Rashi Masechtas Brachas Daf Ches Amud Beis says the same thing. Prepare yourself for Tishah L'Chodesh. The idea of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a hachana. You're preparing yourself on Erev Yom Kippur. It's like this, when it's a Kup Yom Kippur, like this you'll be able to fast. So Pashit Balabatish, the reason there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is Heichinu Atzmechem. We've spoken out several times. The Shibali Aleket brings from his brother a different shot of maybe why Chazal said there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and why Chazal made such a big deal about eating on Erev Yom Kippur. And that is because if the Pasuk really says, V'nisem esnaf she'iseichem b'tishol ha'chodesh, and based on the literal meaning of the Pasuk, you would think you're supposed to fast on Tishol ha'chodesh. And in fact, there was a group of Jews who used to interpret the Torah very literally. They didn't believe in the Messiah that we have. They were known as the Tzedukim. And they used to fast B'tishol HaChodesh. You can see why they would have done that. It says in the Torah, V'nisim esnaf she'iseichem B'tishol HaChodesh. So L'hoitzi Milibin Shal Tzedukim, the Shibali Alek, it says he heard from his brother, said that that's the real reason Chazal was so maflig and they made such a big deal about eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Because the Tzedukim used to fast on Erev Yom Kippur. And you can chalk this up as another example of where Chazal went and said things that at first glance seemed to be almost exaggerated. And the reason was, so if someone eats on Erev Yom Kippur, Chazal said, it's mamish as if you fasted on Yom Kippur. Yeah, how is it as if you fasted on Yom Kippur? The Teretz is because the Tzedukim used to do it, and that's why Chazal said what they said. So that's another reason why there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Number one, Hichinu Atzmecha, like Rashi says in Brachis, and we have the Shibali Aleket, this beautiful chiddush that he brings from his brother. It was lahoitzim v'liban shal tzedakim. There's a third idea that's mentioned in the Kadmoinim, and that is in the Oilus Ephraim. So the Oilus Ephraim is in Chelik Sheni, it's in Maimer Shin Gimel and Shim Dalet. So the Oilus Ephraim over there discusses a Gemara Masechtas Psachim, Daf Samech Chesam Beis. The Gemara says that there was an Amora Mar Breit Ravino, Kula Shasa Havayasa B'Taneisa. He used to fast the whole year. Labat, with 3 days that he didn't fast. Atzaret, on Shavuos he didn't fast. Upuria, on Purim he didn't fast. Umaylu Yom de Kippuri. And on Erev Yom Kippur he didn't fast. And he explained. Atzeres, he didn't fast on Shavuos. It was Yom Shin and Abayt Tayr. It's the day that Tayr was given. Hakol Moedim Batzeres, to be in Onami Lochem. It's the day that the Tayr was given, and that's why he didn't fast. On Purim he didn't fast because it says, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. And in Erev Yom Kippur, he didn't fast because of this Gemara. Kalo Eichel V'Shoyse B'Tisha, Ma'al Olav HaKas of Kilu Esana, Tshi V'Asiri. But the Eilas Ephraim says a Dover Nifla. The Eilas Ephraim says, what do these 3 days have in common? What is Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur have in common? So he says they were all the days that the Torah was given. The Torah was given, initially, on Shavuos. That's Man Matan Torah Seinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchais, he saw the Yidden had worshipped the Egel, so he broke the Luchais. Because he broke the Luchais, he had to go up and ask for Luchais Shniyos. And then on Yom Kippur, which is the day of Slicha, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayomer Hashem Salachti Vidvarecha, and Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchais Shniyos. So the Luchais Shniyos the Yidden got on Yom Kippur. Purim, Hadr Kiblu B'mei HaShveirosh, that's when the Yidden were Mekabel Torah Me'ahava. The first time the Yidden were Mekabel Torah, it was but the second time, that was Purim. Then you were Makabal Torah Be'ahava. So Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur, says the Eilas Ephraim. Eilas Ephraim was the Klei Yakar. Says the Klei Yakar, these 3 days were the 3 days of Matan Torah. On Matan Torah, Yid has to be besimcha. Hakol moedim ba'atzeres to be ina nami lochem. Everyone's moedim that on Shavuos it's man Matan Torah seinu. That's a day that Yid has to be besimcha. That's why my brother Ravina used to fast the whole year. But these 3 days he didn't fast because these were 3 days of Matan Torah. Shavuos is Matan Torah. Purim is hadik kabul b'me'ach hashveres, and even Yom Kippur. And even Yom Kippur is the zman of Luchas Shniyos, says the Eilas Ephraim. But if that's the case, then really my brother Avinu shouldn't have eaten on Yom Kippur. But you can't eat on Yom Kippur. Because you can't eat on Yom Kippur, that's why he backed up the Yontif to Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is a Yontif. It's a Yontif, it's Man Matan Torah Seinu. We don't think of Erev Yom Kippur as means Man Matan Torah Seinu. But it is. Shavuos, we know it is. We say it in davening. We stay up Shavuos night and we learn. It's man matan Torah Seinu. Purim hadik kiblu b'me'ach hashverish. It permeates all the divrei agada of Purim. But the truth is, the rest of the story is that Yom Kippur is also Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And as a result, it's cause for celebration. The problem is we can't celebrate it on Yom Kippur because Svinisim is Nafshei Seichem. So what we do is we celebrate it on Erev Yom Kippur. And that's the idea that on Erev Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah to eat. So why is there a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? The reason there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is because it's Zman Matan Torah Seinu. In that piece, the Eilas Ephraim says something beautiful. We spoke about this at length, once upon a time, and that is that there's a Medrash in Mishlei that says, La'asad Lavi, all the Yom Tovim are going to be batal, with the exception of Purim and Yom Kippur. The only two Yom Tovim I'm going to have is Purim and Yom Kippur, says the Eilas Ephraim. What's the pshat? He says, because there's Matan Torah Seinu. La'asad Lavi, we're not going to have to remember the miracles, because the Gemara says, there's going to be miracles that are going to make the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim pale in comparison. So miracles, Moifsin, we don't have to worry about Moifsin, Lasa Lavi. There'll be much bigger Moifsin. However, it's Matan Torah Seinu, the Torah we're still going to celebrate. So that's why we celebrate Purim, Hadar Kiblu B'me'achash Feirish, and that's why we celebrate Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is Luchas Shniyos. Freit Oilos Ephraim, so you're going to ask me, so why don't we celebrate Shavuos? So he says a Dover Nifla. He says, because we got the Torah originally on Shavuos, but that Kabbalah was bottled. That Kabbalah came with Luchas Rishonis. We had the Luchas Shniyos. That Kabbalah was Kofa Aleim Harkigigis. Hadi Kabbalah B'me'ach HaShverish. So La'asad Lavi, we're not going to remember Shavuos anymore. La'asad Lavi, we're going to remember Plan B. La'asad Lavi, we're going to remember not the original Kabbalah with Maimed Har Sinai with the Koilos Ubrakim. We can remember the Kabbalah Satayra that the Yidden did in Golos. The Kabbalah Satayra they did in Mamish when they were in Bavel, they were in Shushan Abira. Because that's the one that lasted. That was the Hadi Kabbalah B'me'ach HaShverish. And La'asad Lavi, we're not going to remember the original Kabbalah because that was Luchas Rishonis. We don't have the Luchas Rishonis. What we can remember is the Luchas Rishonis. But this is a third Pshah in eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So again, the Pasha Pshat is what Rashi says in Brachas Ches Amid Beis, and Yuma Pei Aleph Amid Beis, and that is it's related to poshet, preparing yourself for the tainus. We have Tishri B'Av Aleket, who brings this unbelievable chiddush in the name of his brother, Rabbi Yamin. That was the brother of Tishri B'Av Aleket. His name was Rabbi Yamin, who said, it's l'hoitzim v'libin shal tzodokim. We used to fast petition, because that's what the Torah says, v'nizim v'znav sheisechem, petition l'achodesh. And we have the Oilas Ephraim, that says that the reason is a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, because really Yom Kippur is ma'at and teresenu. And hakol moedim de'be'im in l'ched. The problem is you can't have l'ched on Yom Kippur. So what did we do? We took Yom Kippur, we made it into a two-day yontif, and you eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur, and you fast on Yom Kippur, and to bring out how chashuv it is, it's ke'ilu esana chivasiri. But just one other pshat, in Beis Medrash b'lo chiddush, just one other pshat, as it relates to why there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and that's a dover nifla that I saw in the Chassam Sofer, and he brings up its shame, the Shlach HaKadosh. And the Shlach HaKadosh said that on Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah of inisim es nafshoy seichem. A person has to cause his nefesh to be in a state of inui. Ta'anu es nafshoy seichem. V'hanefesh ashaloy su'una. So said the Shlach HaKadosh, a person has two nefashos. We're made up of a nefesh abahami, but we're also made up of a nefesh ruchni. When we talk about the nefesh of a yid, so it means the guf, the nefesh abahami, but it also means the neshama. It also means the soul of the yid, which is ruchni. Ta'anu es nafshoy seichem, v'inisam es nafshoy seichem means that a yid has to make sure that not only his guf is me'una, but his nefesh, his soul has to be me'una as well. So said the Shlo, how you ma'ana the guf? By depriving it from achila and shtiya and rechitza and sicha and nilas asandal and tashmish amita. That's how you deprive the guf. That's how you mekayim ta'anu es nafshoy seichem on the nefesh shabahami. He says, but how do you deprive the nefesh, the neshama? If you want to torture your soul, what do? You oichel v'shoysa. You eat and you drink the whole day. And when you sit and you eat and drink, that's how you mekayim ta'anu es nafshoy seichem. Mamash dover nifla. So he says, you want to know why there's a mitzvah of kol ha'oichel v'shoysa b'chi? It's because there's a mitzvah of ta'anu es nafshoy seichem. And ta'anu es nafshoy seichem means you have to be ma'an in your guf, and it means you have to be in ma'an in your neshama. On Yom Kippur, we're ma'an in the guf. On Erev Yom Kippur, we're ma'an in the neshama. You can't do them both on the same day. It's not possible. So therefore, we have a halacha of Erev Yom Kippur. That's the idea of kol ha'oichel b'chi, u'mesana b'asiri, malo olav akosu of kilu esana chi v'asiri. The idea is that a yid has to be mekayim the mitzvah of inui. When you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, you're being mekayim the mitzvah of inui. It's ke'ilu esana. It's so meduyik. It's mamish ke'ilu esana. It's more than a ke'ilu. You're being mekayim the ta'anu es nafshoy seichem. Not the ta'anu es nafshoy seichem of the guf, but the ta'anu es nafshoy seichem of the neshama.